From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo is investigating the $85 billion a year college loan industry. Earlier this week, Cuomo announced a settlement with the lender, Citibank, and seven universities. In that settlement, the schools acknowledged they received kickbacks for steering student loan business to the bank. Now, investigators say at least three financial aid officers owned stock in a loan company they recommended as a preferred lender. An official at the Federal Department of Education is also implicated. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
This is the week many college students learn whether they'll get financial aid and begin to look for loans to pay for their education. Many families receive mailings from the schools recommending preferred lenders, and 90% of those families go with the school's recommendation. But the way loan companies get onto that list may not be in the best interest of the students. Benjamin Losky of the New York Attorney General's Office has uncovered payments to universities by the lenders on those lists.
When students are misled into thinking, hey, this preferred lender list should be preferred by me, the student, when in reality it's preferred by the college.
Citibank agreed Monday to stop the practice and spend $2 million on a public education campaign. Seven universities, including NYU and the University of Pennsylvania, have agreed to pay students back the money they received from Citibank for sending them business. But now the top financial aid officers at three other schools, Columbia, University of Texas, and the University of Southern California, are under investigation for ties to Student Loan Express by the New York Attorney General.
The top people in those offices were taking stock from a company who was on the preferred lender list. We know in the case of at least one of them, the person getting the stock was the person in charge of creating the preferred lender list all on his own, and he was holding the stock.
These revelations come as no surprise to at least one lender. Raza Khan, president of the company My Rich Uncle, ran advertisements warning students to question the financial aid office about recommended loan companies. Khan says his company was rejected as a preferred lender because, he says, he wasn't offering cash incentives.
Those kickbacks are being paid for by the students, and not just once. Those students are paying the interest on those kickbacks for the life of the loan. And every dollar when it comes to loans is expensive.
The investigation has also found that calls to some financial aid offices ring directly to a loan company call center. Investigators are also looking at accusations of lavish gifts, junkets, and parties for financial aid officers. Securities and Exchange Commission reports show Lawrence Burt, the director of financial aid for the University of Texas in Austin, sold 1,500 shares of stock in Education Lending Group, which owns Student Loan Express, a preferred lender. He says he paid $1 a share and 2 years later sold for $10 per share. But Burt says the process of determining lenders isn't tainted.
Right now, I get input from several staff members about the lenders who are on the lender list. Have they done a good job? Do they continue to provide the best benefits for students? Have we had any processing issues? Perhaps we'll change that a little bit and make the decision not rest on me. That may not be a bad idea.
The University of Texas now says Burt has been put on leave. Columbia University has done the same and has removed Student Loan Express from its preferred lender list until it can conduct its own investigation. The same SEC filings also list a top-ranking Federal Education Department official who owned about $100,000 worth of stock in Student Loan Express in 2003. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, New York.